Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In one Mobile neighborhood woke up to a shocking surprise, and now many are wondering what happened. Dead pelicans were found in yards on West Stewart Drive today. The phenomenon has people talking.
Did you see this story in Mobile? You had a neighborhood where there's like 15 or 20 just big white pelicans all dead in the yards around this neighborhood.
Unusual view in the Navco community Saturday morning.
I don't know what happened. All I know, my kids called me and told me. They had to send me a picture. I saw the picture. I said, oh my God.
And I've seen the picture. It's so weird because they're just big old, it looks like somebody's making a joke. Like somebody was putting balloons or something. They're so big, and they're just all in the yards and just right there. So
residents of West Stewart Drive say they walked outside to find more than a dozen dead pelicans in yards and on the street.
And one woman, I guess, was cooking while they were hitting her house.
One woman says she was cooking breakfast until she heard two loud booms, followed by a hard thud on her roof.
When I opened my door, I heard 4 dead pelicans. But it's more on the other side of my cars and over there in my neighbor's yard and one on top of my house.
Can you imagine? We have like birds run into windows sometimes, and we've tried to make that not happen, but it's just, we live near a forest and it's kind of unavoidable. But and it's a thud. When a bird flies into a window, it's a thud. Can you imagine a pelican falling out of the sky and hitting your roof? And then you go outside and like, what in the Chernobyl is happening here? It's all over the place, right? So the theory is lightning strike. That there was a group of them flying together and lightning kind of took them all out at the same time.
The officials say that animal control believes a lightning strike is responsible for the death of the pelicans.
But the question then is, how do you get rid of the bodies? What do you do? Well, city's supposed to come in and clean it up, and some people are kind of amazed by all of this.
There ain't no way. We look outside. 16 birds just in our yard. No way else. Just in the yard. This ain't no coincidence.
it's a serious story, but the comments from the residents are pretty.
This ain't no coincidence.
But if it happened in your neighborhood, you'd be amazed too, and maybe you would think something biblical was going on.
We need 911, 311, animal control, the zoo. We need everybody to come get these birds. Y'all come get these birds for real. Like they stink. Come get them, please.
Oh, this little girl's my hero. Destiny Williams, I believe, is her name.
Real. Like they stink. Come get them, please.
I called 911, 311.
That girl's going to grow up and be, she's going to be a political leader. She's going to be a newscaster. She's, something, a preacher. I don't know.
I'm scared. Me too. I thought I was going to pass out.
Kids are the best. Kids' comments. How did they get the kids on camera? I don't know, but they did. So I'm hoping by yesterday. The city was supposed to clean it up, and Mobile was supposed to clean it up by yesterday. So hopefully, fingers crossed, they did get them cleaned up. But pretty scary stuff.
This ain't no coincidence.
6:14 here on News
Radio. Ain't nobody got no time for that.
No, that's right. 6:14. Can we just say that historically, Mobile has some of the best news reports?
Yes.
Can we just leave it at that?
Yes.
It's not even St. Patrick's Day. Let's see. What else do we have going on?
St. Patrick's Day.
They're trying to give a run for their money for the Mobile Leprechaun Report. Hey, if you are thinking if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide where you want to live, not Mobile, whatever. By the way, speaking of which, since we're kind of in the Mobile vicinity, I will say this. The Bankhead Tunnel and the Wallace Tunnel are supposed to be closed in an alternating fashion. Like, it's like everything is closed one day or the other in the near future. Here, let me, I wasn't going to mention this, but I'm kind of in that vicinity, so I'll go ahead and flip to the part of my 92 pages, I think, of show prep I've got today. Bankhead and Wallace tunnels, yeah. So Tuesday today, Bankhead is closed overnight from 9 to 5 a.m. Tomorrow also, and then Sunday, June 22nd, a Wallace tunnel, Monday, June 23rd, and Tuesday, June 24th, westbound lanes. And then the eastbound side is Wednesday and Thursday. So if you're traveling into or through Mobile and going to use one of the tunnels over the next week or so, would be good to look this up and figure out how that's going to affect you, because it's going to be unpleasant. I would think that will be
very unpleasant.
Now, granted, it's at night, you know, but still, you know, until 5 a.m. It's not rush hour or anything like that. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. Like I said, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that. Moving to the beach, from the beach to Milton, from Milton, you know, upsizing, downsizing. You know, you're an empty nester, you want to downsize, or you're growing a family and you want to upsize, whatever. Or you want to add a vacation rental or something like that to your portfolio, thinking about getting into the investing game for real estate. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Even if you're buying a new home, a new build, you think, why would I need a realtor to buy a new home? Just go talk to the builder. Well, okay, but a realtor can help you get a better deal. They're motivated. Sellers are, you know, builders are. So they can get them to buy down points. They can make sure you get what you want. They can facilitate, because this is not your area of expertise. So, you know, you go to the builder, you're on their turf, basically, and, you know, it's not that they're the adversary, but, you know, having an advocate on your side is very, very helpful. And all the way through to end delivery, when you make sure everything is right. Christina's fond of calling herself the blue tape queen. She will go to every flaw in the house and get it fixed, which you are sometimes reluctant to do because you don't know what's normal, what's not normal, what can you demand. Everything. You can demand everything. You're the buyer of a new home. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Traffic now with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see. We've just got one accident that happened at Scenic Highway and Manolay Street. That's got Scenic Highway shut down in both directions, both north and southbound. So just be aware of that. They are rerouting traffic around that one. But other than that, I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
World War II was over. The United States military had defeated the Japanese due in large part to the combat and support waged by the U.S. Navy's finest aviators. Despite this, there were many high-ranking civilian and military officials who considered naval aviation unnecessary and thought it should be disbanded altogether. Nonetheless, on April 24, 1946, Admiral Chester Nimitz, Chief of Naval Operations, issued a directive that a flight exhibition team be organized within the Naval Air Advanced Training Command to represent the Navy at air shows and at similar events. Selected to organize the team was Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, a World War II combat ace who participated in practically all the major air campaigns in the South Pacific. Voris would select his teammates from among combat veterans who were on active duty as instructors at the training command. He chose Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Barnard and Lieutenant Maurice Wickendall, who were his squadron mates during the war, plus Lieutenant J.G. Mel Cassidy to complete the four-man team. But Barnard received orders to Texas and was replaced by Lieutenant Al Taddeo before the first public performance. Based out of Cecil Field near Jacksonville, the team flew the Grumman F-6F Hellcat propeller-driven plane, which served them so well during the war. The Hellcat was a very responsive aircraft. Of critical importance was its inherent stability during inverted flight. The Hellcats used were basically the same aircraft flown in World War II, but with armaments and certain armor removed. The planes were painted blue overall. Yellow paint was used for the words U.S. Navy on both sides of the fuselage and for the plane's number on each side of the tail. The team trained for only a month before their first public performance at the Southeastern Air Show at Craig Field outside Jacksonville on June 15, 1946. The team's 17-minute routine consisted of combat maneuvers and three of the planes flying the V formation about 12 feet apart while rolling on each plane's individual axis. Altitude ranged from 10 to 2,800 feet. The fourth plane was used to demonstrate the Hellcat's capabilities in solo maneuvers. The pilots did not have special uniforms as they do today. They flew in their regular flight suits. In fact, the team did not even have a name. That was to come later. And how the name was selected is quite a story. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
How the Blue Angels got their name, or should I say names, is the subject of our next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ow! Knights of Columbus, that hurts!
So it looks like the Escambia County Commission is going to have a special meeting on Friday? Friday, to make the finalization of the $25 million bond debt issue in order to cover the athletic, the artificial turf at the John R. Jones Athletic Fields on 9 Mile. I know, John, I know. We completely oppose this project.
Yes.
Waste of money, too much cost. The financial return of the county, I don't think, justifies, although it did turn out better than I expected. I really, genuinely, and I know that, you know, commissioners like listen to the show, I genuinely hope that they order a real Haas study, not just the cursory overview one that I asked for, but the real one where they pay a couple thousand dollars to get, you know, for a $25 million project might make sense.
It's well worth it.
It's not too late to find out this is not a great idea. God, this was rushed into so quickly. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
And good morning, gentlemen. President Trump has cut his trip to the G7 summit in Canada short. He's back in the United States now. He had to leave early to deal with the growing conflict between Israel and Iran. Vance Bolter is being charged in both federal and state court over the murder of Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. Bolter appeared in federal court yesterday. He's charged with multiple crimes, stalking, murder with a firearm, and various firearm offenses. He also faces several charges in Minnesota state court, second-degree intentional murder, attempted murder, and he's being held on $5 million bond there. Federal jury has ruled that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell will have to pay over $2 million in damages for defamation. Jurors say Lindell and his media company made reckless claims about Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. After the 2020 election, Coomer sued, saying Lindell called him treasonous and caused emotional distress.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 623 on News Radio 92.3. Kind of an interesting story I was reading, talking about the younger kids these days are more eager to or more interested in finding out what your political affiliation is before they want to date you. Which, you know, that might sound like a weird thing. I don't think that's weird at all. The study says that the Gen Z prioritizes compatibility when it comes to dating based on politics. This is an eHarmony study between 1997 and 2012. That's the generation involved. that they care more about having political alignment in their potential partners. 28% of Gen Z have said having different political views could lead them to turn down a date, about a quarter, compared to 21% of millennials and 21% of Gen Xers. This is not a big jump, 7%. Notable difference highlights a generational divide in what is considered a deal breaker in romantic relationships. For those who, for those who discover political differences early on with someone they like, this is somebody from, I think, eHarmony. Anyway, caution rather than immediate dismissal. Generally, if a person meets someone great who is politically different from them, I'd recommend proceeding with caution instead of immediately jumping ship. It's not a disqualifier, right? Here's what's interesting about this to me. We are simultaneously too picky and also not picky enough. How could that be true? I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Scenic Highway at Manolay Street. They have got it closed down both in the north and southbound lanes at this time. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we're rolling accident-free. I-10, I-110 look really good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turning 65, and you're going to be converting over onto Medicare, if that's apprehensive for you because it's new and it's different, maybe you're getting, phone calls, maybe you're getting letters, and it feels like, this is a scary thing. It's not a scary thing, but it's new to you, and that's fine. So you have questions. You know, what is supplement, and what is Advantage, and what is Medicare? Is that different from Medicaid, and which one does apply to me? And Ricky Stewart Insurance. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. And you can look her up online, insuredbyricky.com, R-I-C-K-I, insuredbyricky.com, or call her, 341-2185, and ask your questions. She's helped loads of listeners, just like you, figure this out. If you're retiring and you're trying to understand Medicare, she'll take care of you. If I were 64, I'd be calling her because she's fantastic. She's a sweetie and she knows her stuff. Anyway, Ricky Stewart Insurance, just look her up online. All right, so how could I say that we are simultaneously too picky and also not picky enough? Well, about the wrong things. And also, so much I could say. General principles, okay, before we get into the politics question. General principles. The keys to making a good marriage are more to do with being committed to making the marriage work and having skill at dealing with people than they are about having sort of compatibilities. Now, compatibilities help, but if you both have all the kind of the same views on everything, and the effort is, well, we'll always get along, well, then one of you is unnecessary. I mean, you know, you're just marrying yourself with different bits, you know? Like, that's kind of narcissism. You want somebody who's going to disagree with you, not about everything, but about enough things, you know, to be different. So that's important. But it's really more about, do you know how to make a marriage work? It's more about, are you committed to never giving up? You know, like that kind of stuff is better than the, well, we're having fun and, you know, they feel nice. Okay, you can find that with anybody. But now the politics thing is very interesting to me because people tend to react to this by saying a couple of different things. One thing, they'll say, well, what about like James Carville and Mary Madeline? They made it work and they're a liberal and Democrat and a conservative. Yeah, it's rare. Their marriage works in spite of the challenge, not because of the challenge. I think this is right. I think this is actually savvy. When I used to teach on relationships, I used to teach ethics and relationships for like a week of my ethics classes. And I gave them a big list of all the things to look for. You know, this is stuff to consider. And remember I said, you know, we're both too picky and not picky enough. But one of the ways in which we're not picky enough is one of the core things that you should look for in a relationship is religious compatibility. And I cannot say this strongly enough. You should never marry outside your religion. You should never, 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 never marry outside your religion. You say, well, Andrew, no. You, because it will always be major strife. And if it's not that much strife right now, it will be major strife when you have kids. Guaranteed. Now, I do know people of different religions and they've managed to make it work. Okay. But it is a built-in problem. It is a built-in handicap. because, and also, by the way, what you're, you know, neither one of you is all that serious about your religion. Funny how you get more serious about it when you get older, you get more serious about it when you have kids. So just safer to start in the same boat. Also, it gives you a common framework to argue about what's right, what's wrong, who to go to for advice, what kind of major life choices to make. Like, religion frames so much of what you do. And so sharing religion with somebody is a way of sharing decision-making, correcting each other. You have a frame of reference. You know, that's not what the Bible says, for example. You know, that's what my pastor says, for example. Okay, the reason I mention religion is because religion is a source of ethics, morality. You know, if you don't have one, you draw from something else. But it's religion, if you have it, is the source of your ethics. And ethics is a source of politics. Politics is nothing but ethics applied to a society. And so, disagreement about politics is like saying we disagree about ethics and we disagree about religion. It's a representation of those other things, which are so important to have in common if you're going to make a marriage work or have a much better chance of it. So I think the Gen Zers are right. We should care more about politics.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The G7 Summit of World Leaders continues in Canada without President Trump, who left early to work on, he says, a real end to Israel's conflict with Iran. The fifth day of missiles fired toward Israel and Israeli airstrikes in Iran.
The IDF claims to have killed Ali Shadmani, Iran's newly appointed wartime chief of staff. He was the most senior military commander closest to the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but he only had the job for 4 days.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Tel Aviv. Shadmani's predecessor was killed last week. There have been trade talks at the G7.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer signed off on a new trade agreement intended to cap tariffs on British imports and open UK markets for American farmers.
Going to produce a lot of jobs, a lot of income.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney says he and President Trump agreed to trade talks to reach a deal within a month.
Fox's Jared Halpert in Calgary. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy and a beautiful day here in Pensacola. Late Pensacolan John Appleyard was recently inducted into the Florida and Caribbean Advertising Hall of Fame.
Jody Bell, our secretary, and a lot of individuals nominated Mr. Appleyard just because of the impact that he had in his area. He believed in making sure that the history of Pensacola was recognized, and we wanted to make sure that that was honored.
And that is Pensacola president of the American Federation of Advertising, Imani Wright, who says the honor is to recognize that Mr. Appleyard accomplished for our area and our advertising industry. Now, that ceremony was held recently at Seville Quarter. Appleyard founded the first advertising agency in Pensacola and following his retirement, he started another career as a local historian, wrote books, and is recognized as a prolific community storyteller. Pensacola police say drivers died after a crash on Scenic Highway. Officers responded to that early this morning in the 4 o'clock hour. They say the driver was found partially ejected from the vehicle. Scenic Highway has been closed as a result of that. Of course, we'll get more with John Pickens here in just a couple of minutes on that. Pensacola is dedicating a new historic marker today at Miraflores Park. They want to recognize the 80 unmarked graves there.
So we'll have that small historic marker of how we're reinterring the remains that were found several years ago.
That's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Now, those remains were discovered by Boy Scouts on the floor of a basement in 2021. Ground-penetrating radar then confirmed at least 80 of those graves throughout Miraflores Park. Records were found showing that property in the late 1880s had been used as a graveyard for African Americans. Mayor Reeves says that they will continue commemorating that site in the future. A young Mary Esther mother was arrested after leaving her child alone in hot weather for hours. News Radio's Austin Price.
The 3-year-old son of 22-year-old Danielle Bryant was found alone at a playground. The incident occurred at Silver Sands Premium Outlets, where a bystander reported that the child had been playing unattended for an extended period of time. Bryant claimed she had left her son while working at a nearby store and believed that a friend of hers would come pick him up. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Austin. Well, the search for Florida A&M's president is now the subject of a lawsuit Alumni and students sued the school's Board of Trustees and the Florida Board of Governors yesterday. The plaintiffs say the selection of Marva Johnson as that president was predetermined and in violation of the state constitution. The Board of Governors is expected to meet tomorrow to confirm Johnson's hire. The plaintiffs are asking for an emergency injunction to block that vote. And a Texas company is relocating to Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday that Otto Aviation is moving its global headquarters to Jacksonville. They'll be building a new manufacturing facility at the airport there. The governor made that announcement while at the Paris Air Show in France yesterday. At 6:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Scenic Highway at Manolay Street. Again, Scenic Highway, both in the north and southbound, is closed right now. They will definitely turn you around, so you definitely want to plan an alternate route. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping that rain chance around on Saturday with a 60% chance of rain and a high near 88 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And we've got 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields fell this morning after President Trump departed early from the Group of Seven summit, signaling an escalation in Israel-Iran tensions. The yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury was over 2 basis points lower at 4.432%. The 2-year Treasury yield slipped 2 basis points to 3.95%. Oil prices have risen this morning, with analysts saying that political uncertainty will keep prices elevated. Brent crude futures climbed 1.1% to $74.05 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude was also up 1.1% at $72.54 a barrel. Officials said some ship owners are steering clear of the Strait of Hormuz. Israel's surprise attack on Iran's military and nuclear infrastructure on Friday has been followed by 4 days of escalating warfare. It has prompted ship owners to exercise an extra degree of caution in both the Red Sea and the Strait of Hormuz. Futures are moderately lower as investors keep an eye on the Israel-Iran conflict. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed. Stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I have some news here that's to me very interesting, and I hope it will be to you as well, because there's been a slew of rulings by the Supreme Court that I don't think they kind of been mentioned in the news, and that's fine. But you know, I'm a believer in digging in a little bit, you know, especially because a lot of these I listened to the oral arguments. We talked about the oral arguments when they were happening, not all of them, but a couple of them, and they're the most interesting trio of rulings. And the reason is because in all three cases, they're what you might think of as kind of surprisingly conservative, maybe. And in all three cases, they were unanimous, which is actually the norm. Supreme Court cases are typically unanimous. It's only weirdly when they're, you know, real controversy. They're not just unanimous, but in all three cases, the opinion was written by one of the liberal justices. So let's start. Let's take a look at these, okay? Case number one was the, you might have heard of this one, where a straight woman claims she was subjected to reverse discrimination in her job and basically was not allowed promotion and then actually terminated, demoted, replaced by somebody else who was not gay because she was straight. Unanimous ruling by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, KBJ. Federal Appeals Court in Cincinnati was wrong to impose a barrier higher for the case brought by Marlene Ames to move forward than it would have been if she had been a member of a minority group, a lesbian, for example. The dispute began in 2019 when Ames applied for a new position within her department, Ohio Department of Youth Services. Not only did she not get that job, somebody gay did, but she was also demoted to a previous position, somebody gay was put in, where her hourly salary was just over half of what she had previously been making. And the supervisor was apparently gay also. Okay, and she filed a lawsuit in federal court alleging she'd been the victim of employment discrimination based on her sexual orientation. She's straight. The department had hired a lesbian for the position she had sought, as well as a gay man to replace her after she was demoted. And the ruling of the appeals court was there's no special protection for straight people. The only special category is if you're gay. The Court of Appeals emphasized the department officials who actually made the hiring and demotion decisions were straight and there was no pattern of reverse discrimination, they said. But the Court of Appeals in the case, according to Ketanji Brown Jackson, she said they incorrectly added an additional requirement directing her to establish background circumstances supports a suspicion that the defendant and the unusual employee discriminated against the majority. She says that the test for discrimination does not vary based on whether or not the plaintiff is a member of a majority group. So if you were straight, it wasn't that the ruling wasn't that she was discriminated against. The ruling was that the court had used the wrong standard, requiring her to prove a higher bar because she was not gay. And that's where they erred. And Ketanji Brown Jackson and the unanimous Supreme Court said, no, sexual discrimination is sexual discrimination, whether you're straight or gay or otherwise. Correct ruling. Okay? And so that was a 9-0. And again, the opinion was written by one of the court's most liberal justices. Case number two. You may have heard of this case. Remember Mexico tried to sue gun makers in the U.S. for all the murders using American-made weapons in Mexico? And they said that even though there is a law passed in 2005 to shield the gun industry from lawsuits, the Mexican government was alleging that there was enough evidence and or that that law did not apply and protect them against lawsuits by foreign governments. This is another unanimous decision authored by Elena Kagan. There's three liberals on the court right now: Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. So Kagan writes, Mexico's suit closely resembles the ones Congress had in mind when it passed that law in 2005. It seeks to recover from American firearms manufacturers for the downstream damage Mexican cartel members wreak with their guns. The Mexican government says as many as 70 to 90% of the guns police recover at crime scenes in Mexico were trafficked into Mexico from the United States. But that's not the point. She explains that for someone to be liable for aiding and abetting a crime, the person usually has to take an affirmative act to advance the offense. The gun maker has to actively promote the guns into Mexico, actively do something. Mere negligence is not enough, and mere negligence certainly is not enough under the 2005 law. Mexico's allegation that the gun makers aided and abetted the illegal sale of guns to Mexican traffickers cannot meet the standard. We have little doubt, she says, as the complaint asserts that some such sales take place and that manufacturers may know they do, like it's the downstream, the distributors basically that do some of the bad stuff. But Mexico has not argued sufficiently that the gun makers participate in the gun sales and want them to happen. So the evidence is not there. And to the extent that Mexico does make plausible allegations, it only alleges indifference by the gun makers rather than assistance, which is not enough to make it. And the law that was created is a general bar and covers this. So again, unanimous decision by the Supreme Court, authored by one of the court's most liberal justices, and comes up with the right answer. Third one in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Scenic Highway, just know that both northbound and southbound lanes at Manolay Street are now closed. It was due to an earlier accident. But other than that, the rest of I-10, I-110, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. The third case. I told you there were three cases that all got decided fairly recently and all were decided by unanimous rulings by the Supreme Court and all decided in what you might say is the conservative direction, but is really just what the law says, and were all authored by liberal justices of the court. This one, and again, this is one you may have heard about, that there was a Catholic charities organization in Wisconsin that was denied a religious exemption from the state unemployment tax. And this is a really squirrely case to understand in its details, but essentially they decided that they weren't religious enough. It's kind of weird because they were serving people not only based on their religion, but people of all faiths, and they weren't proselytizing. So weirdly, what they were saying is that Catholic Charities was too secular to receive the exemption. You're like, what? That's super weird. Yeah, no, it's a weird ruling, okay? So anyway, Justice Sonia Sotomayor writes this. And she says, it is fundamental to our constitutional order that the government maintain neutrality between religion and religion. There may be hard calls to make in policing that rule. This is not one of them. That's a spanking. You guys are dumb. So Catholic Charities went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which upheld the commission's decision, concluding that even if some of the motives were religious, the charity work itself was secular and therefore didn't get the exemption from unemployment tax because it does not attempt to imbue the participants in its programs with the Catholic faith in any way. The Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that the group provides services to and employs people of all faiths. So weirdly, they're being too secular. The story writes, Catholic Charities then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which on Thursday reversed, quote, a law that differentiates between religious along theological lines, Sonia Sotomayor writes, is textbook denominational discrimination. This case involves precisely that kind of discrimination. Catholic Charities is controlled by a church, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the exemption did not apply even though the group's charitable works are religiously motivated. They clearly are. Because they don't proselytize and because they provide their services to people of all faiths. Because the group's Catholic faith, in fact, prohibits it from proselytizing or limiting services to Catholics. The Catholics believe that even they should be serving non-Catholics. Okay. She says denying the exemption, quote, thus grants a denominational preference by explicitly differentiating between religions based on theological practices. The ones who proselytize and only serve Christians would get the exemption and Catholic Charities does not. So the Supreme Court or the Wisconsin State Supreme Court is wrong. The Wisconsin scheme is under inclusive and therefore not narrowly tailored. And they reversed on this. Clarence Thomas actually filed a concurrence in this having to do with the ridiculous distinction that they used against them, that it's not run by the diocese, but in any case. So that's three cases where the Supreme Court ruled unanimously the right direction, and the opinions were written by the liberal justices. Here's why I bring this up. We talk a lot, or people talk a lot, you see it in the news, on the controversies of the Supreme Court. Most cases at the Supreme Court are unanimous. And often, because they're unanimous, it means that they are ruling against what you might think is their ideological lean. And that doesn't make a lot of news normally, but it's just true. Liberal justices vote on the law in a conservative lean case. Conservative justices vote on the law in what might look like a liberal lean case. It happens all the time. It just doesn't get a lot of fanfare. And I'm telling you, because there's this perception that the court is all politics, it's all ideology, and it's always controversy and 5-4 or 6-3 decisions, and that's just false. And you know, part of the respect for the court, in my opinion, comes from recognizing that all of these justices, even if you think they're wrong, and I do frequently think that Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor are wrong. I actually think KGB is doing a pretty good job. But they are genuinely trying to do what they think the law requires. All of them. All of them are. There's not a one of them that's up there just trying to advance their own position. And if you think that, you need to pay better attention. You need to read the opinions and listen to the oral arguments and stop listening to the, you know, third-party commentators who don't bother to listen to the oral arguments and read the opinions, who are telling you that it's all partisanship and that they're protesting the Supreme Court. Because I'm just telling you from personal experience, and this goes back long before the current court. Even when there's liberal lean on the court, they've always been trying to do what they think is right. They might be wrong. I might disagree with them. You're right. You're fine to disagree with them. But the notion that there's just these total activists up there one way or the other trying to make the law in their own image, it's just false. 651 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
By your command.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip-on tie and a rub-on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up.
I don't know why some songs just have that super happy sound, and that's a Fountains of Wayne song, and it just does. Hey, Julie, just love it. Love the way that sounds. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. What do we have going on? Oh, I mentioned this to you. If you're traveling Mobile, just be aware that over the next week or so, the Bankhead Tunnel and the Wallace Tunnel are both going to be closed. Or not both closed at the same time, but overnight, like 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., Bankhead first and then Wallace Tunnel east and west are kind of going to be going through their thing. So just be aware of that. If you're traveling, you may want to, you know, look and see what days and, you know, pay attention. I'm sure there's signs. I would assume there's signs, but in any case. All right, 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, there you go.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey. The former Arkansas police chief, known as the Devil in the Ozarks, is set to appear in court today. Grant Hardin, he faces a second-degree escape charge. Of course, he was caught June 6th, just west of Calico Rock, where he was serving time for murder and rape. Federal prosecutors filing murder and stalking charges against the suspect accused of killing the Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband over the weekend. Vance Bolter could face the death penalty if he's convicted. He's also charged with shooting and wounding another Democrat state lawmaker and his wife. And today is the day former longtime New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez goes to prison. Menendez was hoping for a last-minute pardon from President Trump, but White House officials say that is not being considered. Menendez will start his 11-year prison sentence in Pennsylvania. He was found guilty of a bribery scheme involving Menendez accepting cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes, as well as acting as a foreign agent for Egypt.
Well, they let you take one gold bar in with you, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, body cavity search will probably reveal it, but okay. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Scenic Highway has reopened. That's right. So if you're traveling there, they had it closed earlier due to an accident, but it is now back reopened. So great news on that. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I have a, it's kind of a, I suppose for some people it's going to be a sad note. For other people it's going to be a rejoice note. Could be both, potentially. You know Gulf Beach Highway and Navy, the northeast corner there, the Flowerama shop, the big, you know, kind of looks like a greenhouse, but like a greenhouse designed by a guy who builds gas station repair shops for a living. I mean, am I right? That's what it kind of looks like, you know. It's gone. It's gone. The building's been completely torn down. I drove by there the other day. We were out doing our, you know, on our boat. Coming back from the, being out on the Bayou Grande and, you know, drove by and I'm like, oh, and, you know, I'm driving and I grab my camera because I'm like, there's no picture, it's not real. And take a real quick picture out the window. My wife's like, what the? I'm like, the building's gone. She's like, what building? I said, okay. So for, I mean, you know, a long time this has been in the works. I guess it was like a, I don't know, a four-wheeler rental place for a little while, maybe, but it's been kind of, you know, nothing for a long time, and it's been blighted. And there, I was talking to Mike Kohler about this, and he says there's going to be a Circle K is going to go in there, which I know, you know, some people like, well, how does that help me? I've already got. But, you know, still, it's better than. It's better than. So there you go, just a little bit of local news for you. 657 on News Radio 92.3. If you need to have any of the complex systems in your home worked on, the heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, whatever, those are things that take a little bit more expertise, a little bit more training, right? And so, you know, you can tinker with it yourself and then, and then you call in the expert to fix your fix. Anyway, Peden, they'll take care of you. Anywhere along the Gulf Coast for 55 years, they've been working on this stuff. Everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Baldwin County, Gulf Breeze, Pace, everywhere in between. Peden will take care of you with professional installation. They show up on time. They do the work they're supposed to do. Good quality products, and then they stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know it's going to be right the first time. And one of the things they've got going on during this month, June, is a $1,000 discount on any new air conditioning system with special financing. There are some restrictions. But if you want to get cool during this month or you want to prepare for getting cool during July and then the months we don't talk about, you know, the ones right between July and October where it's brutal in Florida, they can take care of you. So $1,000 off a new air conditioning system, again, with some special financing available with some restrictions apply. Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com for more information. 437-1620. You know, there's been these laws about requiring age identification requirements for various pornographic websites. Remember, this is the thing that Florida has done. Well, now, apparently, France. Of all places, you don't think there's going to be restrictions on porn. In France, there's a French law requiring more stringent age verification for porn site users. So now, major pornography distributor Pornhub has left the French marketplace and in its place has put up a picture of, do you know this painting of Liberty leading the people? It's the famous, you know, the French woman leading the revolt with the musket. And of course, she's hanging out, okay, in the picture. So it's their way of, you know, showing the resistance and defying the authorities even as they leave. That's the front splash page picture of, you know, hey, we're not here anymore, but here's something in the meanwhile.